You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us. I came out of Missouri today, and I was in that Branson area. Kind of rainy, a little cold, some snow. Looks like this is maybe wider spread than that. Can you tell me about what we're seeing and what's going to happen across the Corn Belt?
Yeah, well, certainly more wintry-like weather across the Corn Belt. That's been the case here in recent days and really looks to continue as we go through this week and into the start of the week. The system that we're seeing right now, yeah, will produce a mix of rain and snow in the Missouri River Valley, southern Midwest here as we go through later on today into tomorrow. After that, it does look a little bit drier but cold for much of the Corn Belt as another Arctic air mass moves down into the middle portion of the country. At this time, the next chance for beginning to warm up or getting out of this unseasonably cold pattern, that will be starting around the middle part of next week. That's when that Arctic flow looks to, we think, briefly cut off, but that will allow for temperatures to kind of climb back to more seasonal levels, right? Starting right around Thanksgiving.
So when you say Arctic blast, last week I think we had some teens in at least parts of the upper Midwest. Certainly it got quite cold in a large part of the Corn Belt. What does it look like this time around?
Yeah, another similar type of air mass coming in, over the next couple of days, and then another one followed then over the upcoming weekend. So with that, you know, minimum temperatures while dropping below freezing here as far south as into the Delta region, and even some, you know, single digits, which we did see actually in portions of like Iowa and Minnesota here on Saturday morning, likely another round of that over snow-covered areas coming up with these next shots.
And then finally, turn your attention to South America. How's the Brazilian and the Argentine crop coming along?
They're coming along really well. There have not been any wide-scale dryness issues across the region. Argentina had been on the dry side until this past weekend, where they did see major rain activity. And in fact, some of the thunderstorms that did develop across Argentina over the weekend produced, in some areas, localized totals above 8 or even 9 inches. So in some isolated areas of Entre Rios and Santa Fe in Argentina, there may have been some flooding issues. There will be some additional rains here today, but next week does look like drier weather will move into Argentina. So again, if there are any localized wetness issues here after this weekend's rains, that drier weather next week will help.
And then if you look a little further out, because they'll start to get closer to the middle of their growing season, maybe a month away, but you got any idea what the end of this year looks like and maybe what an El Nino impact might be?
Yeah, as we look out further overall, we're not seeing any kind of major risks to South America at the present time. And typically when you're in type of El Nino event, some of your most significant dryness risks, they are in the northeastern part of Brazil, the northeastern portion of the soybean belt, kind of centered in the Bahia area. Even there, up to this point in the growing season, they've gotten good rain, so there's no immediate concern, but that is an area to continue watching as we go through this entire growing season.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse. I'm Todd Gleason.